Well, welcome to you, wherever you're listening into this meeting this morning, and you're really welcome to share the love and the glory of Christ with us. Amen, amen. It's called At God's Right Hand. So by God's grace, by His Holy Spirit, we look at this subject together. You just ask the Lord to, it's the opening of our eyes. This is what we heard this morning. It's the opening of our eyes to see. The Lord said He'd take us beyond all our natural senses to that which only can be received by the Spirit. These things are foolishness to the natural mind, but they are life to us who are a part of Christ. Thank You for Your help here this morning, sweet, lovely, Holy Spirit of God. Amen. So Ephesians 2 and verse 4 says, God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us. Now, it's wonderful to see you young people and older people, that you're loved with a great love. A great love. If the Holy Spirit says it's a great love that you're loved with, wow, we receive it, Lord. We receive it, the great love with which He loved us. Everything is poured out of that great love. Everything comes to us through that great love. Verse 6, Ephesians 2, 6. And raised us up together and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ. The passionate, great love of the Father wants us close to Him. Close to Him. He said, I want them all raised up. I'm raising them all up. It's every single one. To sit together with Me. To sit together in Christ in heavenly places. His passionate, jealous love is to have us really close, so that He can bring to us all that He wants to bring through His great love. He raised us and He seated us. Wow. I mean, see, it talks about entering His rest. Everything is done, everything is finished. Everything is achieved. You don't have to pay for anything, you don't have to work for anything. It's all free gift, it's all given in Christ, and so we can be seated. Christ is seated because He's finished all the work. And Father says, you seat yourself in My Son, in all His finished work. Seated in His finished work. Does that mean I do nothing? No, no, no. My calling is to live and to do everything from where I'm seated. That's the calling. I've done everything for you. I've seated you right there in My immediate presence. Now I want you to do everything from out of that. Is that wonderful? That's what the calling is, you see. This is the high calling of God. The upward calling of God. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. Praise God. So you and I are in the real world with real people. Real challenges. Anyone find some people a bit of a challenge here and there? No? No, 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 we're right in the middle of it. But I'm handling every part of my life from my God-given position. That's the difference. And my God-given position of rest in God, seated in Christ's finished work. Hallelujah. So I'm now handling every part of my life from my God-given position in Christ, seated in heavenly places, seated in every spiritual blessing in Christ. That's what I'm now living my life out of. I face every challenge with every spiritual blessing given to me to face the challenge. My position at Father's right hand that we're going to have a look at to handle every challenge. It's wonderful. You see, I'm in Christ Jesus whose kingdom is not of this world, whose life is not from this world. His life all comes from the Father in heaven. See, Jesus said, the works you see through me aren't my works. It's the Father in me who's doing the works. So Jesus modeled for us how we could live with Jesus and the Father in us, and it wouldn't be our works, but them working through us. There's a big difference from you and I trying to do something and allowing Jesus to perfectly do through me what he wants to do. Is there a big difference there? Hallelujah. So Jesus demonstrated how to live on this earth from Heavenly Father. And the very same plan is for us. So have a look at Ephesians 1 verse 20. God the Father, by his mighty power, raised Christ Jesus from the dead and seated him, here's the phrase, at his right hand. At his right hand in the heavenly places. God the Father, because of his great love with which he loved us, has raised us up to the very same position at the right hand of God in Christ. The right hand of God. The right hand of God. It's the right hand of all power. It's the hand that created you, me. It's the hand that created the whole universe. He says by the fingers of that hand he threw out the stars. That's the hand you and I are sitting beside. Beside the Father at his right hand. He loves having us close to his right hand so he can flow every good thing to you and to me. Praise God. Let's speak out together. I'm seated at your right hand, Heavenly Father. 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 Praise God. It's the truth. You've just spoken the truth concerning yourself if you're born again. Praise God. So we're going to explore a little bit the some of the life that would flow to us being seated at the right hand of Heavenly Father. So I'm beginning with Hebrews 10 and verse 12. This man, Christ Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, sat down at the right hand of God. Christ Jesus sat down at the right hand of God with everything finished. Everything paid for. So at the right hand of God, seated in Christ, I'm freed forever from the guilt, the shame, and the punishment of sin. Praise God. I'm seated there, accepted in the Beloved. We say his love is the greatest love. Well, that's where you're seated in. No, you're seated right in the greatest love of all. Accepted in the Beloved. And at peace with God. That's wonderful. You don't make peace with God. You couldn't. Jesus made peace with God for us. And you now are seated in the peace that he's won. Totally at peace with Heavenly Father that you're seated beside. Beloved by the Heavenly Father that we're seated beside. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Psalm 48 and verse 10 says, your right hand is full of righteousness. You'll receive all these scriptures later on. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Wow. I'm seated beside the right hand of my heavenly Father. His hand is full of righteousness. Every right thing. He's going to show me every right thing for my life. He's going to show me how to do everything the right way. He's going to show me how to handle every relationship the right way. He's going to show me how to face and how to make every right choice through relationship with Him. Isn't it wonderful? Praise God. Praise God. I mean, if Shirley and I have got some choices ahead of us, we sit down together, we get before Heavenly Father, and we're thinking of making a particular decision or a particular move, and we both see what does Heavenly Father think about it. And only if we both get agreement together do we proceed. If we don't get agreement together, we don't proceed. We say, right, Father, it's not quite settled yet. This is living by His wisdom. You see, not just rushing ahead gung-ho into major decisions in life and then you're having to mop up all the mess. You can be spared the mess through living by the wisdom. Oh, it's wonderful. He spares you from the mess by living by the wisdom. Now, we've all blown it and ended up in the mess and He receives us back and gets us back on track. But do we need to keep going into the mess? Amen. He'll train us the right way. Every right thing for my life is in Father's hands. And He freely gives me the right wisdom if I ask Him. That's all I've got to say. Father, I'm asking You, is this a right move or is this not a great move for us? Would this be a good decision to make? Would this be a right amount of money to spend here right now? Is this a good purchase for us right now? Once you get the Father gives the thumbs up, oh, you know, you're straight sailing with it. Is it wonderful? Praise God. Psalm 145, verse 16 says, "You open Your right hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing." Now, that is absolutely beautiful because that is the opposite of a frustrated, empty life. Satisfy the desire of every living thing. I love it. He says He opens His hand. Now that the hand is open in generosity to give all that you would come and receive. Praise God. Beautiful, open hand, ready to satisfy the desire of every living thing. Ready to help all who will come to Him. Now, man thinks his desire and his satisfaction would be met through things. Or they think that their satisfaction will be met through a relationship, a friendship, or marriage. Man thinks, I'll be totally satisfied. You'll satisfy the very deepest desire of my heart if I have the latest anything. God the Father can only perfectly and permanently satisfy every desire in you one way and one way only, through His Son Jesus. The only way for complete, total, lasting completeness and permanent satisfaction is in His Son Jesus. We make the mistake of trying to place the responsibility onto a person. Lord have mercy. Expecting wife, husband, to meet every last satisfying desire of your heart. It's never going to happen. No, we need to look in the right place. Jesus. Jesus. Then we won't put the pressure on one another to come up with my satisfaction. Praise God. Was that the song? I can get no satisfaction. I'm going back a bit. No, you can't outside of Christ. Perfect, permanent satisfying of every deepest part of your being through Jesus. Guess what He does then? He freely gives you everything else. Oh, no, no. If you place him as number one, he says, Father says, having given Jesus to you, will he not freely also along with him give you all things? Everyone needs drink. Everyone needs food. Everyone needs shelter. Everyone needs clothing. The scripture says your Father knows that you need all these things. He says, if you seek first my kingdom, my King, Jesus, I'll add the lot to you. You won't have to concern about praying for you this or praying for you that. You're so busy concentrating on what he wants you to do that all the provision arrives. Praise God. Is that what Jesus said? Praise your holy name. There's a wrong emphasis of going after material things alone. Jesus is the aim. Jesus is the focus, and he'll see to everything else because everything is blessed in him. Psalm 139 and verse 10, your hand shall lead me and your hand shall hold me. We're discovering what it is to be seated at the right hand of the Father. Your hand shall lead me. You and I need the leading of God. He's always giving the lead. The question is, will we follow the lead? No, the lead is always there. The shepherd is always there. But we go off trying to lead ourselves. Am I the only one? Heading off to lead myself. And you soon wise up. And you come back to letting him do the leading. And we do the following. Praise God. He'll get you onto the right path every time if you follow his lead. You see, he says in Psalm 23 and verse 3, he leads me in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Jesus and the Father, they've put their name to it. I mean, if they've put their name to leading and guiding, wow, can we trust that? I mean, this is covenant language. Wonderful. So your right hand shall lead me in relationships. Relationships. I think the longest spell of prayer for a particular topic was before I got married. Boy, do you need to be before the Father. You really need to be. We did a teaching, Look Before You Leap, a while back. He's got all the leading concerning health matters. He's got all the leading to do with health matters. I'm amazed how few think of this. If you're living in relationship with him, he'll be saying, ease off that food and go more over to that. If you're living at his right hand, he'll be saying, drink more of that there and don't drink it later. You see, he has all the leading to keep you in health, to keep you in well-being, if we'll follow the lead. Very, very valuable. Very valuable. I had some stiffness in joints there. And I said, right, Lord, what's the plan here? And he showed me, you drop that out, and you put that and that in. Thank you, Lord. Stiffness all gone. Hallelujah. Well, so some people will spend a whole lifetime with terrible stiffness and joint problems and everything else. When he's got the answers. Freely there to give. He'll guide you in finances. Wow. I mean, if you will take the time to listen out concerning finances to him, you won't have any problem. You won't be in debt and you won't be in shortage if you take the time to listen. Glory to God. He'll guide you in the use of your time. Praise God. He'll say, work up to that time. Stop there, take a break, and then continue on. Whatever it is, we're all in different circumstances. He'll show you exactly how to remain in refreshment. No matter what the work situation is. You say, Father, I'm get tired here, a bit stressed. What am I missing out? And see what he says. Wonderful. 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 Praise God. Holidays. Ask him, would this be a good one to go on, Father? Or will there be a whole load of druggies in the bedroom next door? He knows everything. We say, Father, please pick out the room for us. We'll be quiet. Obviously, he's going to lead you most wonderfully in the Word. Oh, most wonderfully in the Word. If you will just start to read portions of the Word, he leads you like marvelous. You think, Lord, this is just for me, what you're showing me here today. So his great love has you at his right hand in order to lead you. The steps of a righteous man are ordered of the Lord. Of the Lord. Here's lovely. Your hand shall hold me. Anyone ever need to be held? Oh, Lord. I mean, this is steadiness. This is comfort. This is love. This is steadiness. Your right hand will hold. He leads me, but he knows how to hold me. You come to him steady. Boy, that hand is steady. He steadies you up. It says 1 Peter 5, verse 10, after you have suffered a while, anyone ever suffered a while? After you have suffered a while, he will perfectly establish, strengthen, and settle you. If you're all over the place with stuff and situations, say, Father, I need to be settled. Hold me and settle me. It's usually some wisdom he wants to speak there at that point. Praise God. Psalm 31, verse 14 and 15, we're learning about his right hand. But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. There's a believer there. My times are in your hand. That's powerful. My times are in your hand. I'm not going to take my times into my hand. My times are in your hand. Perfect timings of God. Perfect timings of God coming from his right hand. Perfect timings. Glory to God. I was looking for a way forward at one stage. I went to a Bible week, and there were probably about 6,000 people at the Bible week, all queuing to go into the meeting and everything. And the Lord timed me to be standing right beside someone who could immediately help me. Wonderful, out of 6,000 people milling round. His timings are perfect. It's wonderful. There are no delays, by the way, with the Lord. No, there are no delays. It seems like a delay to us. I felt it at the first church I was in. I knew it was time to move on from there, and they put on the heavies at that stage and said I was following Satan, which was a very frightening thing to say to a young Christian. If I left, you find out what a church is like, by the way, when you go to leave it. You find out how free the spirit is there at that stage, and so there was bad feeling, and. I was trying to sell a house and move. I said, Father, I need to be out of this fast. And he had other ideas. He said, no, you need to be in this for a period of time. And so what I agreed to do was to go along every other week to this meeting. And eventually the people that were trying to control me to stay, they used to pass me scriptures and everything about Noah and different things like that to try and frighten me. And eventually they said, we see such freedom on you and we see such joy in you, we realize it must be God's call for you to go. And they ended up having a farewell meal and a present, and it was lovely. And so we left in a very good spirit. And the Lord said, that was really important to me. That wasn't a delay. Because he said, I don't want your next step built on something that's not clear and resolved. Is that lovely? No delays there. That makes way for a blessed future life. Thank you, Jesus. So my times are in his hand. Don't project ahead with fear to the next stage of your life. Very easy to do. Worried about the future. Worried about exams. Some of you young people, will I be able to do well in the exam? Worried about whether I'll get a career, right job. Whether I'll ever be able to buy a house. Whether I'll ever be able to manage with general living expenses. Don't project in fear into anything like that. Your times are in his hands. If he's looking after you now, is he able to look after you for all times, right up to your last days? Thank you, Jesus. Will your last days be every bit as blessed as the ones you're on, or will they even be better? The best wine saved till last. The best wine saved till last, if you can believe it. Say, Father, I'm at your right hand. You're dealing with everything. Before any even one of my days began, you had them all fashioned before even one of them began, and you know exactly what's in each day. You know exactly what's needed up ahead, and the grace is already provided. That's the way to live free, at Father's right hand. Wonderful. Psalm 16, verse 11, we're just finishing shortly. In your presence is fullness of joy. And at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. Fullness of joy. This is what the world is looking for. And they're never going to find it because it's not in the world. I mean, this joy is from heaven. In your presence. I'm seated right down in your presence. I'm at Father's right hand. And his Holy Spirit tells me you're right, seated right in the center of fullness of joy. I've been raised up by Heavenly Father to his right hand, the only place full of permanent joy. Pleasures forevermore. Pleasures forevermore. You see, the pleasures of this world are really passing. Boy, they're very brief. You get pleasure out of, you know, some new something you bought, and then years later it's breaking down, and there's somebody trying to look at it to get it up and running again. No, this is pleasures forevermore. Uninterrupted pleasures forevermore. You're adopted and raised to his right hand according to his good pleasure, that he might seat you in pleasures forevermore. Praise God. His pleasure is to have you in pleasures forevermore at his right hand. Glory to God. Do you believe you can live there? Do you believe you're actually seated there right now if you're a believer? Right in these pleasures. Thank you, Jesus. At Heavenly Father's right hand, we'll just do a little summary now. At Heavenly Father's right hand, through Christ's sacrifice, I have peace with God. I have total peace with him. I'll never get a sour look. I'll never get a put down, because the peace has been made by Christ for me, despite me. Oh, totally in spite of me. This has all been done. Praise God. All I've contributed is sin and mess. And he's given me peace with God forevermore. His right hand, this is what we looked at this morning briefly. His right hand is full of righteousness. I'll get every right move, every right piece of wisdom from him. His open, generous hand satisfies me fully. Thank you, Jesus. His right hand will lead you and hold you. My times are in his hand. Marvelous loving kindness from his right hand. Fullness of joy and pleasures forevermore. Colossians 3:3 says, my life is hid with Christ in God. I'm in all this. Oh, I'm in all this as a free gift. You can't earn this, you can't work for it, and you'll never deserve it. Thank you, Jesus. My life is hidden with Christ in God. My life in Christ at God the Father's right hand. Can't be moved from there. No, 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 you didn't put yourself there. And no one can shift you out of it. John 10 and verse 29, second end of the verse, says, no one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. No one is able to snatch them out of my Father's hand. If you're safely in Father's hand, you're safely in Father's hand. But let me just show you something about Father's hand. He won't control you. His hand is actually open, and you and I have the continual choice of whether we're going to remain there or not. But he says, if you know you're in Father's hand, you say, Father, you hold me tight. It's got to come from us. He'll never take the choice away for us to wander off and be far from his hand. He won't take the choice away. But it's the loving kindness of the Father that holds you there. Say, Father, I've tasted, I've seen how good you are. I want nothing else. Thank you, Jesus. You say, hold me. Hold me fast, Father, because it's you I love and love to be with. It's wonderful. The wise are going to remain at Father's right hand. That's where the wise are going to remain. And praise God. Praise God.